Welcome into the 5 o'clock hour of this Thursday edition of News on the Hill. I am Brighton McConnell. Thanks so much for tuning in, whether that's over the radio, 97.9 The Hill, 1360 AM, or streaming us through chapelboro.com. We've got a busy hour of local news to catch you up on. Later on in this hour, though, at 5:30, we'll be talking with Mimi Chapman, as well as Roger Perry, two of the co-founders of the Coalition for Carolina, aiming to get a lot of UNC community members involved to address potential interference, outside interference in political interference into the campus community culture. We begin, though, with a look at some local government news in Orange County, as the County Board of Commissioners is set to meet just a couple hours from now. It is time for their biannual joint meeting with the Chapel Hill Carrboro City School Board, as well as the Orange County School Board. And we spoke with Chair of the Orange County Commissioners, Renee Price, yesterday. She shared some of the topics that are likely going to be up for discussion tonight.
Well, there's going to be a host of things to talk about. I hope we can stay on track, on point with our agenda. But one of the things we'll be talking about, of course, is capital, because that is the one thing that that the schools need, the money for capital. And that's the one thing that the Board of County Commissioners that we do provide is the funding. That's our responsibility to make sure that our students have safe learning environments. So we'll be talking about that. And I'm sure we'll be talking about COVID as well, and how to keep our young ones safe, as well as our teachers and faculty and the rest of the staff. So yeah, there'll be quite a bit to talk about. And of course, when you've got members from three different boards plus staff, it's gonna be a jam-packed meeting.
Once again, that was Chair of the Orange County Board of Commissioners, Renee Price, speaking there. And that joint meeting between county commissioners and our local school boards set to begin at 7 o'clock over Zoom. So head to the county government website if you want to try and stream it. If you want to hear more of that conversation with Commissioner Price, we've got that in our audio archives of News on the Hill on chapelboro.com. Now, elections for Orange County commissioners are set for next year, as well as midterm elections in the state's General Assembly. It won't be long before primaries are here. That'll be next spring. North Carolina Representative Verla Insko, who is the longest-serving House Democrat currently in the chamber, recently announced that she will not seek re-election and is going to end up leaving at the end of her term next December, which is a big deal since she represents Chapel Hill and Carrboro. Now, in an exclusive interview with 97.9 The Hill, Insko talked about this decision to retire and detailed what's next for her as she wraps up her decades-long career in state and local government. 97.9 The Hill's Elle Karras has more.
Verla Insko has long been a progressive political champion for the Orange County area. A retired healthcare administrator, she served as an Orange County commissioner for 4 years and on the Chapel Hill Carrboro City Schools Board of Education for 8 years before she was elected to the North Carolina General Assembly in 1997. Now, in her 13th term, Insko is second in House seniority only to Representative Julia Howard of Davie County. After 24 years of service, when asked about her decision to retire, Insko simply said, "It's time."
My husband and I have a lot of ahead of us. We have some travel plans. We're sort of downsizing. Mm-hmm. And so we're beginning to focus on slowing down.
During Insko's tenure, she developed expertise in health and human services, education, the environment, and election law. She helped lead a committee in the early 2000s focused on improving ballot security, especially with the rise of electronic voting systems. She said her proudest accomplishment, however, has been her work on early childhood education and mental health reform, where there's still plenty more work to be done.
For the mental health system, that reform took place over a period of years, and we were doing a lot of changes and adjusting. And that system's still not right. And a lot of the shortfalls that we have in that system are because of inadequate funding.
During her remaining time in office, Insko said she wants to continue Medicaid expansion.
I mean, we have 1 million people in North Carolina that are uninsured, and about 600,000 of those would be covered if we expanded Medicaid.
And when December 2022 rolls around, Insko said she doesn't plan on straying very far from the local government scene.
I have the Democratic Party politics in my blood, so yeah. I know I'm going to be involved locally in some way.
Insko said she's been thinking about stepping down from her position ever since she filed for re-election last year. And with the filing period for the state and county primaries opening in December, she wanted to give people who were interested in running plenty of time to make a decision. People like chair of the Orange County Democratic Party, Jonah Garson. On Wednesday, Garson announced that he is stepping aside to run for Insko's seat in the North Carolina House, which covers Chapel Hill and Carrboro. For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Elle Karras.
Now, as Elle mentioned, those races are set for 2022, so it won't be long before election season's here for those. But election season is nearly upon us already for local government this fall. We've got races here in Chapel Hill, Carrboro, and Hillsboro. And just yesterday, Equality North Carolina shared their endorsements in those races. Now, Equality North Carolina is an advocacy group and political action committee for LGBTQ rights. And here is the list of their endorsements. In Chapel Hill, for town council, they support incumbent Karen Stegman and challenger Paris Miller Fushi, as well as incumbent Pam Heminger in the mayoral race. All three incumbents in the race for Carrboro Town Council received endorsements as well. Those would be Barbara Fushi, Jacqueline Gist, and Randy Haven O'Donnell. Meanwhile, the group also tabbed Damon Siles as its endorsed candidate for Carrboro Mayor, since Lydia Lavelle is not running for re-election. Now, only one candidate in a crowded race for Chapel Hill Carrboro City Schools Board of Education earned recognition from Equality North Carolina. That would be George Griffin. And even though she is running unopposed this year, Hillsboro Mayor Jen Weaver also received an endorsement from the advocacy group. If you want to find a full list of candidates running for election in Orange County elections this year, you can find those on chapelboro.com. Now, more academic rankings are coming in for higher education as well. UNC is listed as the third top public university in this year's Wall Street Journal and Times Higher Education Rankings, released yesterday. The list also has UNC 33rd among all private and public universities in the country. That is the same spot that they held in those rankings last year. And to finish up, we've got an update on a months-long crime story. We know that everyone has been wondering about what happened to the air conditioning systems stolen from the Cedar Grove Raritan Club back in March. We've been gripped as a community waiting for this, but we actually did get an update today as the Orange County Sheriff's Office shared that one suspect in the case has been arrested, 31-year-old Brandon Perry Howell of Hurdle Mills. He appeared in court today, but authorities say there is one suspect in the case still at large. If you want to learn about what happened back in March, you can head to chapelboro.com. Check out our news section. Time now for a look at some sports news from around our area. We're set for some action in just a little bit on Dorrance Field tonight on UNC campus. The fourth-ranked Carolina women's soccer team is hosting the Virginia Tech Hokies. Kickoff expected for 7 p.m. in that one. The Carolina Tar Heels looking to bounce back from their first loss of the season last week against Duke. And if you're looking for an additional reason to go to that game, a soccer icon is going to be there as well. Mia Hamm is set to be at the field, in the stands, signing autographs for fans. So excited to see her return to Chapel Hill, and hopefully the Tar Heels can get a win in front of the UNC legend. In some other UNC sports news, the women's tennis program has a pair of players that competed at the Wolfpack Invitational today in Cary. Senior Cameron Mora and freshman Carson Tanguilig played their first matches this afternoon, but that showcase is set to last until Sunday, so I imagine they are not their last matches of that event. And two Carolina Athletics pioneers earned an honor today from the ACC, kind of retroactive for their work many years ago. As part of the conference's Unite Week that promotes racial equality, UNC men's soccer player Edwin Okoroma and women's fencer Ophelia Spate each earned awards from the ACC. Now, both of them were UNC's first ever male and female student athletes of color, with Okoroma playing in the 1960s and Spate playing in the 1970s. So congratulations to them. Thank you, of course, for the work that they did during that time. And we'll see what else happens with the ACC Unite Week as it continues. into this Thursday edition of News on the Hill. We've got a great story here. The Chapel Hill High football program is off to a hot start this season. The Tigers are 4-0 with wins over their rivals Orange High and Carrboro High, but they've gone viral off the field for kind of a different reason. 97.9 The Hill's Michael Coe spoke with one of Chapel Hill's players who is breaking boundaries on the gridiron.
After Chapel Hill High defeated rival Carrboro 55-6 on September 10th, Tigers starting safety Brooklyn Harker was told she needed to speak with her mom. Brooklyn, ever the cautious high schooler, told 97.9 The Hill she initially feared the worst.
She was like, I have to talk to you about something, and I thought I was in trouble for a second. But then she was like, I tweeted this, and there are people like asking to interview you, and she was like, it has like 8,000 likes already. And I was like, that's crazy. I didn't even really know what to think about it.
The tweet from Brooklyn's mom, featuring a picture of the junior in football pads and her uniform, has since neared 60,000 likes on Twitter. Dr. Jennifer Harker was hyping up her daughter as Brooklyn prepared to start the game against Carrboro. She's the first girl to ever suit up in football for Chapel Hill High. As for what got her interested in football in the first place, Harker said she can't remember exactly, except for simple childhood curiosity.
I think I just wanted to try it, and then I was like, this is actually really fun. So then it like kind of just kind of stuck with me. And my family's always been a huge fan of like watching the NFL and stuff, so that probably was a motivation.
And when Harker expressed interest in playing for the Tigers, she said the high school team welcomed her with open arms.
It was just kind of showing up and saying, hey, I want to play. The team was great from like day one and stuff, and like they accepted me from day one, so I thought that was really cool.
Harker also plays for Chapel Hill's soccer team. From football to football, she said many of the techniques she learns are applicable across both sports.
In soccer, whenever like they have a breakaway or something and you have to like chase them, you know, like breaking down in front of the ball, we practice that in football. It's like the little fundamental things, and like I kick a little bit too, so like kicking's a lot different, but it's interesting to see that there are some similarities in technique.
MaxPreps.com, which follows high school athletics around the country, lists Harker as both a wide receiver and defensive back. And as you just heard, she can play kicker as well. She's able to take the field on offense, defense, and special teams. But which is her favorite?
Honestly, my favorite position is just wherever they put me. I really like playing receiver, and free safety is a lot of fun.
Harker said her dream is to make the NFL, but hasn't ruled out playing soccer or fencing on the collegiate level. With new rules in place which allow NCAA student athletes to capitalize on their name, image, and likeness, someone like Harker, whose name and image have already gone viral, could potentially cash in. But she said she hasn't given it much thought yet.
Actually, someone like DM'd me on Instagram and asked, have I gotten any NIL offers yet? And I was like, I don't really know what that is. And then my mom told me what it was, and so that's really all that I've thought about that.
For now, Harker will continue to contribute for the Tigers. Her play is part of the reason Chapel Hill High is undefeated so far this season, as they hold a 4-0 record. Harker said her head coach, Isaac Marsh, isn't just playing her for attention.
Coach Marsh is more of a like a situational kind of guy, more than he is like a publicity kind of guy, I guess. So like, if he puts a player out there, it's because it's like the best option for the team. So I believe that he put me out there because I was the best option.
For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Michael Coe.
A great story there. And if you want to hear more from Brooklyn Harker about her experience on the Chapel Hill High football team, you can check out our Town Square section and this week's Woman Crush Wednesday segment.